Bernie Vince, Joey Montagna and Triple M Sarah Marie had 162 career Brownlow votes. We'll let you figure out who got the most. But our spies tell us Sarah Marie was a dynamite forward pocket. To kick off the biggest week in footy, Triple M rocks the red carpet for the 2019 Brownlow Medal.
I'm not overly sure why I get all the credit in that, but we are live from Crown Palladium for the Brownlow. It is lovely to be joined by both of you boys who have far more experience in attending a glorious night like this.
What an intro.
I'll tell you what.
How many do you reckon you had? I didn't get that many.
Well, 160 seems a lot.
I do know that I did get over 100.
Okay.
But I'm not sure the exact number.
I'm going to give you 100 on the dot, so it gives me 62.
We'll do that. We'll split that.
But, beautiful.
Great to be here, Sarah. Night. Yeah, love it. I've always been a big Brownlow Medal fan. Even if I'm not attending the events, I love watching it. I'm one of those people that gets into the Brownlow, so great to be here. Great to see so many famous faces and looking forward to a great night.
Now, there is one particular famous face that we would very much like to hunt down here tonight. Now, I know that we've got our top five picks of, you know, who is in the running for the Brownlow this evening, but there is one person who has won a Brownlow a couple of years ago. I'm completely biased in my support for him as I am a diehard Richmond fan and also work for them as well. I'm talking about Justin Martin, and he is notoriously hard to track down on any red carpet, but particularly here at the Brownlow. Now, Joey, I believe you've had some information saying that he is coming tonight.
I believe he is coming, and Bernie, we know Dusty. This will be a world exclusive if we can stop Dustin Martin on the red carpet and get him for an interview. He is notorious at getting here very late, sneaking in the back doors, stopping and not talking to anybody. So we are going to try our very best to get Dusty for even if it's a 30-second chat, because it's a big week for your Tigers, Sir Marie. They're into another grand final. It was a terrific game Friday night, so congratulations to you.
Thank you. I'll take all the accolades there.
Absolutely, so you should, and your Tigers. So very exciting, and it's a tough week or a tough night, particularly for the teams that are in the grand final, Bernie, because they're only here, you know, they'll come, they'll do the right thing, and they'll have their waters and head home. So it's always not as exciting a night as it is for all the other teams that are finished, but we're going to try our very best to spot Dusty and get him for a quick interview.
Oh, we'll get him, mate. And hashtag Dusty Watch, I think, at the moment. So we've just got spies out there at the moment, tracking him all the way from his house. So Joey's been in contact with him today, sent him a text message. What did he send back?
Yeah, no reply. No reply.
He got donuts.
But he's a big fan of Triple M, Dusty. So I know he's listening in the Uber on the way into Crown. So, mate, Dusty, just come and say g'day. We just want to have a quick chat. Find out about whether he was a bit injured, wasn't he? He looked a bit sore, and whether he's cherry ripe for a big grand final.
Yeah, he did have a bit of a limp there throughout the game, but obviously trying to keep that quiet and keep a lid on that ahead of the grand final. And hopefully we haven't scared him away and he doesn't take the entrance through the kitchen on the way here. Who are a couple of other guys that you would like to have a chat to here this evening?
Well, look, we're not here just to chat to anybody, Sarah. We're here to try and get the big guns. So we're going to try and stop Fifey, all the favourites. We want Fife.
Dangerfield.
We want Dangerfield. We want Lachie Neal.
Lachie Neal.
We want Paddy Cripps. He's one of my favourites, Paddy Cripps. So we're going to try.
Maybe Brody Grundy.
Brody Grundy.
That'd be an interesting chat, Joey. You might leave that one for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can maybe...
Oh, we're Adelaide, mate.
He's a bit too intellectual for me, Brody Grundy, so I'll leave that one to you. But I reckon we're going to try and speak to all the big guns. We want to speak to the favourites, see how they're feeling, find out what their strategy is. You know, do they have a few beers? Do they take it easy?
Speech.
Have they got their speeches ready? Who are they thanking? So we're going to try and speak to all the big guns tonight.
Have you ever made a speech, Joey, for something you thought you might have won and you haven't? That'd be embarrassing, surely.
Yeah, I haven't done that. Imagine that.
I thought you were going to say,
I've never done that.
Imagine that. I did that
for a couple of St Kilda Best and Fairest. Come second or third a couple of times, but we'll move on from that.
So you have done it.
I'm only joking.
No worries.
We're all just having a laugh.
Boys, you are far more experienced when it comes to Brownlows than I. I put in maybe 2 hours effort to get ready. It probably doesn't look like it. But tell me for you guys, what does it take to get ready for the Brownlow?
For the men, takes very little, Sarah. We just go and get our suit from somewhere and we put it on with about 20 minutes to go. But really, it's all about helping the partners. And I know that they take a lot more time getting ready, whether it's, I know 1 year with Erin, she had a spray tan, wasn't happy with it. I had to give it a little tidy up about an hour.
I did. You got on the gun.
I promise I've done the spray gun.
I could
give proper spray tans. I've done it to my
wife. Are you kidding?
I could. I use the gun. It's a very even technique. You've got to be steady with the hand. beforehand, and you've got to have a nice and even spray. So I did Erin one year where about 2 hours beforehand, we did the spray tan. And whether you need help, obviously need help getting the dress on or the earrings or something like that. So it's more so for the men getting ready. It's about helping the partners.
Yeah, well, I loved it in the Adelaide days. So you'd fly over. It'd become a bit of a, I guess, a footy trip. So you'd get over. As soon as you'd land, you're like, where are we meeting? Normally across the road at South Bank somewhere and get straight on the beers with the group. And I'd generally get a call. I'd normally get warned from Abby about 3:30, 4 o'clock onwards, texting, checking in, how are you going? You know, you have to be back at 5:30 because I'm getting ready and all this stuff. And usually got to about 5:30, called to 6, about 4 or 5 missed calls. And by the time I called her back, we had to be here by about 10 minutes. So that's my memory of the Brownlow. But always good fun because it was a chance to relax and the season was over. And never lucky enough to be playing this week. So that was what it was like for us.
And what about today? A bit different for you guys attending? Was it a 5-minute get ready job?
It is. It's a bit strange, and I feel a bit of an imposter being here, to be honest. Bernie and I don't really feel completely comfortable standing alongside the red carpet here. We're not invited. We just feel like we're tagging along. But a lot of familiar faces, a lot of boys that we've played against, and a lot of people we know. So we'll continue to get them and come and have a chat. But not quite as comfortable as it used to be. But bit easier.
We almost broke the ice with everyone we saw. We're like, no, we're working here. Like, no, we're not just hanging around making out, we're still playing. Because it was a little bit awkward when we're walking through, and we didn't know the shortcut up to the rooms, and we had to go to the red carpet a few times, Joey, when we're interviewing a few players or looking for a few players a bit earlier.
I love how you're saying you had to take the red carpet then.
No, we did. We tried to avoid the red carpet, and we kept finding our way there, and people were looking at us like, excuse me, who are you? And we had to try and show our little tags. And
got media
Joey was filthy when they asked him who he was. He goes, surely you remember me.
Don't worry, people looking at me like, are we meant to know you? Are you a VFLW player? No, guys, just work for Triple M.
Nah, but it is all about the partners, really, isn't it, Bernie? And not like tonight, because they sacrifice a lot for the players throughout the season, and they give up a lot, and they put in a lot of work. So tonight's a nice opportunity for the partners to have a night out, dress up, and enjoy their night. But it's always interesting because some of the partners really love getting into it, and they love the footy and really enjoy it. And then the other partners, for them, they prefer to be in their tracksuit pants watching, Survivor's Finish, but watching some, shows on the couch and being...
Well, don't we all?
We all do.
Bachelor,
exactly right.
Bachelor.
So for some of the women, they don't really enjoy coming out like tonight, but my wife was one of them. She's not really into the footy, Sarah. Mm. She used to come to about 2 or 3 games a year, and she loved dressing up and coming out for the night, but once the vote count starts... That's where a lot of the women really struggle. They get a bit bored. Mm. And my wife, Erin, learnt in one of our earlier years we came, because as you know, when it's on the telecast, you can go to the toilets as soon as there's an ad break.
Yeah.
They open the doors. Bernie, as you know, everyone rushes out. You've got about 2.5 minutes to go to the toilet, and you have to come back because...
How is a woman meant to go to the bathroom in 2.5 minutes?
Exactly, because once the telecast starts again, the doors are shut because they can't have people walking in and out. So the door's shut, and if you miss that entry time back in, you're stuck outside until the next ad break. So in one of our first years, Erin dawdled to the toilet. She didn't know the rules, and she came back and the doors were shut. And they said to her, sorry, you're going to have to wait for the next ad break, which might be about 10 or 12 minutes away. So Erin made a friend in the bathroom, and they said, well, let's go down and have a drink. So they went and got a cocktail.
You're joking.
They went and got a cocktail. She came back about half an hour later and thought, how good's this? She said, I made a friend in the toilet. I think it was one of the Western Bulldogs partners or someone like that. And she came back. So then Erin knew for the second year, she deliberately organised one of the other girls, let's go to the toilet. Yeah. Let's just not come back in time.
Brilliant.
Sent me a text and said, I'll be back in an hour and a half. We go to the cocktail bar. So the girls... during the Brownlow count, can go and have a drink because some of them aren't really interested in who's polling the 3, 2, and 1s. But then there are some other girls, Bernie, that actually really enjoy being on TV.
Oh, yeah, they
and,
love it.
So I won't say who, but one of our players, his partner, we were sitting, this was a couple of years ago, Saints boys are out the back, camera floor managers, said... she asked, oh, so whereabouts would the camera be if my husband or partner polls some votes?
Oh, nice.
And so the partner wanted to know which camera angle, if her partner polled some votes, so she knew where to sit, what angle to sit at.
No.
And the rest of us on the table were like, oh, no. So some of them get right into it. They want their airtime. That's okay. And some others prefer just to go down to the cocktail bar and have a good time.
I'd be the person getting locked out and then coming back upstairs going, guys, I've won $50 on the pokies.
Yeah, good. No, that's what I'm going to target some of the shy ones tonight. I want to get to know some that we don't know. I'm going to ask them a few questions, and I want to ask a little bit about the girls to the boys. I want to know how much they know actually about what the girls' dresses, what they've done, their setup. So it's going to be interesting. If someone asked me when I was coming to the Brownlow, I would have no idea. So I'm interested in some of the answers.
Joey, you have got a young bulldog with you right now.
We do, Sarah Marie. Thank you. We have our first interview for the night, and he's a young superstar too, looking very sharp, Kayla, without the helmet. It's nice to see you. A good-looking young man, but very well-dressed tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I got looked after a little bit. Joe Black's looked after me, so, yeah, it's good. It's nice. I get to sit back and enjoy a couple of teammates getting a few votes.
And who's the beautiful young lady you've brought with you tonight, looking stunning next to you?
Yeah, that's my mum, Karen. So she looks beautiful tonight, which is great. So it's out my first, and decided to take my mum because I'd promised since I was about 10. If I made it, I'd be able to take her, so it's perfect.
It's very cool because we always speak about with the partners and even the mums, the sacrifices they've made to get us where we are, so well done, nice by you. But you did say you've got a table and you've got three pretty special players on that table that are all going to poll really well tonight, Dunkley, McRae, Bont and Pally. What are you going to do for the night, mate? You're just going to sit back, enjoy, have a few beers and cheer on the boys?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much me sorted, I think. I'll be able to cheer them on, and yeah, I might have a couple more than them because they'll probably both, all three, be pretty nervous. So I think Bon will poll pretty well, and I'm looking forward to seeing him up around the votes.
Well, your table will get a fair bit of air time, so make sure you're looking your sharpest. But who do you think? You think Bont can win it? Because I've actually, he's my smoky. I think Jack McRae could finish top five. I had a look today. 12 of your wins this year. In 11 of them, he polled over 30 touches. He's going to be around the mark. We know Bont always attracts the votes from the umpires, but well, it's going to be interesting, your table, how tense it's going to be, whether the boys start getting flat if they start taking votes off each other.
Well, I know Bont and Dunks are pretty close, so it might be an interesting trip over to America when they go overseas, who polls the higher votes. But, I think Jacko's a big chance to poll a heap of votes. I just think, the way Bont uses the footy and, obviously, like you said, attracts the votes from the umpires and the coaches, I think he's a big chance. So I reckon, Bont is a big chance. I think, Nat Fyfe and Lachie Neal as well, I think. A fellow short fella. I hope he goes well.
And what rounds are we looking for Caleb Daniel to get announced? See, Daniel, give us a couple of rounds where you think this might be my chance to steal a couple of votes off the boys.
I don't know. Maybe round two, we got a good win over Hawthorn. I had a bit of the footy, so hopefully there. But other than that, mate, I'm just looking forward to seeing M. Bontempelli and Jay Dunkley and Jacko McRae. So I think they might feature pretty heavily in comparison to the rest of the Bulldogs.
Well, it will be a very exciting night, particularly when you've got a favourite on your table. It's always good fun. It's very tense. And the after party will be a lot of fun if they do get up. So good luck to you and your Bulldogs teammates. Have a nice night with your mother. Enjoy the night. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Sarah Marie.
Well done there, Joey. And I can see that we are still watching that red carpet. Bernie, have you managed to find anybody?
I'm on Dusty Watch and no update as yet. Joey, has he texted you back yet?
No, he still hasn't texted Dusty, but he must be listening to the show. So, Dusty, when you're on your way in, please stop past and say good day. It'd be nice to have a chat.
I'll tell you who I have seen. I've seen Clayton Oliver. I might just grab him over here because he polls a few votes and has been pretty good in the past. So just making his way up the stairs.
Okay. Well, you did do a great job a little bit earlier today. You actually got to have a bit of one-on-one time with Lachie Neal. Oh, no, you're actually going to grab him now.
Here
You've
he is.
Done it.
I've got the great man. Jeez, he's grabbing me a hug. He must have had a few today. Run me through your day. What have you been doing?
I just got back from Europe about 7:30 this morning. Got home, went to bed, woke up at 3, got the suit sorted and got up about 5. I mean, that's it.
Have you remembered to bring... You miss it. You love the lovely Sophie. Have you just left her behind?
She's over there, she's chatting.
You normally, what you do is at a Brownlow, I don't know if you've been to many before, but you walk in with your beautiful partner. Hello, Soph. Oh, she is here. You had to find her way over here.
She was talking.
Sorry.
Gone?
Sorry.
She thought you'd left, mate. You've got to wait for them, you know. But run us through a year. Can you poll a few votes this year? Can anyone from Melbourne win it? Not enough games, probably.
I actually reckon Max might. He could. Always surprised.
You reckon he might win it?
I see why not. He's a good player.
Yeah, okay. Well, run us through Melbourne's year. What happened? What happened, mate? 5 wins after playing in a prelim the year before.
I was number 23 was with us the year before and decided to retire and left us for dead. And yeah, that's probably what happened, really. We went backwards from there.
He did say that, he did say, Clayton, that once Bernie Vince left, that Melbourne did drop away. So we're, of course, talking to Melbourne superstar Clayton Oliver.
Oh, I didn't. Did I not introduce
him? No, we're just resetting
for
the listeners.
Yeah, okay, resetting. So we'll probably pull it in
radio
and get a little bit more serious now. Who do you think can win it from another team?
I was saying maybe a tie. I think Cripps, Neil, maybe Bont, Danger. It's probably four or five that can easily win it.
Now I've got the toughest question of the night. Can you just explain to me in three words the lovely Soph's dress? Three words to describe
Let's
it.
Let's do one.
No, three. We need three. Well, one will do to start
English.
With.
I'm terrible at English. Just beautiful.
Yeah, what else?
Elegant.
Gorgeous. And can you explain what it looks like a bit?
It's purple.
Oh, back to you, Sarah Marie. He's got no idea what she's wearing.
Are you colourblind? I mean, you're a great football player, but you're not great at picking a colour there, unfortunately, but absolutely beautiful. You look elegant. We'll let you guys both enjoy the rest of the Brownlow medal. Now, Bernie, you did a stunning job a little bit earlier today. You enjoyed some one-on-one time getting ready in the hotel room with Lachie Neal. We'll have a listen to how that chat went.
So we're up here with Brisbane midfielder Lachie Neal, one of our favourites tonight too. Lachie, how's the day been?
Yeah, it's been a good day. Jules has spent most of the day getting ready, and as usual, I've just whacked it together in the last sort of 15 minutes. So, it's been a good day though. Had a nice lunch and ready for a good night tonight.
Now, talk us through a bit of a disappointing end to the season, but overall, pretty successful year for the Lions considering where they were coming from last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think once we look back on it, we can be proud of our season. Obviously, in finals, we were pretty disappointing. Lost those two matches at home, so we had a great opportunity and blew that. But, hopefully it's a good learning curve for the guys and we can come back better and stronger next year.
Now, run us through what it's like to be one of the favourites. So, what's it like? Have you been out for lunch today?
You would know, wouldn't you?
Oh, favourite for what?
Brownlow.
No, I'm more favourite at the after party, but not going into the count, that's for sure. Run us through. Is it water time in the afternoon? Have you been out for lunch? Has it been a long lunch? Run me through it.
Yeah, I had a bit of a lunch today at Nobu, which was nice. Caught up with a few there. Mum popped in. She's in Melbourne this weekend. So had lunch there and then a couple of beers. But, yeah, I'll probably have a few more later on. I don't think I'm going to win at Burn, so I can probably enjoy myself tonight.
I can see your speech there. I've just pulled out of your pocket and read it, and you haven't thanked me for bringing... I gave you a lot of running sessions when you were a junior, so yeah. Maybe just
How
add me...
How many of those did you do?
Not many, but I gave them to you. You asked for them. Now, run us through. Jules, can you explain her dress in three words, please?
Beautiful purple dress.
Well, technically that was three words, but purple dress was two of them. But thank you very much for your time, mate, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
That was Bernie Vince hanging out with Lachie Neal in a one-on-one chat in his hotel room. We have got plenty more action for you live from the Brownlow Medal. It is very chaotic on the red carpet right now, but Joey, Bernie, you've managed to line up another guest.
I have. I've cornered the Melbourne senior coach, Simon Goodwin, and he's coming off a little bit of a poor season compared to last year, mate. Pre-season plans in full swing?
Yeah, in full swing. We're back into the optimism phase where we start planning and preparing for another year ahead. So obviously incredibly disappointing year, but looking forward to the next season.
Goody, what's it like coming to a Brownlow medal as a coach compared to a player? I'm sure as a player you had a few good nights and you could sit back and have a few beers and go to the after parties. Is it the same as a coach, or do you have to be a little bit more professional and it's a bit of a quieter table with the rest of the footy hierarchy?
Yeah, very reserved with the chairman and the CEO. I drove the car in tonight.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah,
that has changed.
I brought the daughter along and, we're just in for a quiet night.
What do you think of tonight, Lil, so far? I know you haven't quite got inside yet, but are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
This is Lily, Simon Goodwin's daughter, for just introducing, just to make sure everyone knows.
But, very good, Bernie. That's called Radio Craft. Well done.
Radio Craft. You did teach me that before. I did a full interview with Clayton Oliver and forgot to introduce him. So.
I had to try and cut in halfway and say, you're speaking to Clayton Oliver of the Melbourne Footy Club. But what have you got planned yourself, Goody? Are you going to get away? Are you going to take the family on holidays? Have you got a bit of a study trip? What have you got planned for the break?
Yeah, I've got a couple of things planned. Actually, doing a little health retreat, going up to Luke Darcy's health retreat in Bali. So head there for a week and get away with the wife for a few days, then heading to America with Alan Richardson and Justin Platt for a bit of a study trip.
I was going to ask that. My old coach, Alan Richardson, a great acquisition for the footy club. He's a terrific football person, got a lot of knowledge. He's going to add a bit to the footy department.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's going to come in as the director of coaching, and he's obviously going to be a great asset for myself and all the other coaches and help us build our program back up.
That's Simon Goodwin there at the live at the red carpet with his daughter Lil. So thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the night. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
And now we have got Jack Darling from West Coast with us. Well done there, Bernie.
Yeah, I did. I flicked over. This is called Radio Craft, Sarah Marie, just floating from couple to couple.
But you were nailing it.
I've got Jack Darling here. See, I introduced him this time. So I've got Jack and, sorry, what was your name?
Courtney.
So good to see you. A bit of a disappointing finish to what was probably a hopeful season going back-to-back, mate?
Yeah, I think all year we just wasn't consistent. We played some good quarters or some good halves of footy, but for whatever reason, we just couldn't do it for a full quarter. And that, I think the performance in the final probably summed up our year a bit.
So run me through tonight. You obviously wouldn't have been part of coming over to Melbourne last night preparing for a grand final, but what have you got up to today? Have you got over and relaxed, had a bit of lunch, a few beers maybe?
Yeah, quite the opposite, really. We brought the two kids over and, yeah, they were running around pretty, they're pretty rat baggish today, so, yeah, didn't...
I felt sorry for you today.
Yeah.
Oh, it was your duty. Yeah. You've got to just drop the kids and Courtney, you're out.
It feels like a holiday now that we're here.
Oh, yeah, nice. Well, who's going to poll well for West Coast, do you think? Because you've got some star midfielders and some good forwards as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, you got your Shuey, Yowie, who else is here? Yeah, Bunger's going to poll some votes.
Shannon Hearn, for those that don't know who Bunger is.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's about it. Hopefully someone does well.
All right. Give me two words to describe Courtney, wasn't it? Courtney's dress. Now, I'll put you on the spot here a bit.
Absolutely have. Yeah, it's wedding dress. No.
Come on, mate. You're better.
Beautiful white.
Yeah. Oh, well done. All right, well, enjoy yourself, guys. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
We've managed to get a couple of people now, and Bernie, you have got Ricky Henderson from Hawthorn with you on the red carpet.
We've got Ricky Henderson here from the Hawthorn Football Club. Career best year for you, they are talking. Chance to win it tonight or poll a few votes at least?
I think my career high for a year is two, so if I can beat that, I'll be pretty happy.
Well, you just don't want to duck. You want to just get off the mark, you know, and just avoid any sort of embarrassment. Run us through your day. Have you been out for lunch? Have you had a few quiet ones, or are you just taking it easy?
No, I've been up in the room with the kids all day, so while the lovely one here has been getting done up, I've been looking after the kids, so it's been full on for me.
Speaking of the lovely one, can you just explain her dress, or in three words, describe the dress she's wearing? Because this could be a tough question for you.
I'm going to get myself in trouble, but three words, looks like a present.
Looks like a present? What, a Christmas present or something?
A Christmas present.
A Christmas.
On the back.
How's he been today? Is he a bit nervous?
No, he's been all right, but as I said, he's had the kids all day, so I think he's ready to just have a sit back and a bit of a quiet one now.
Oh, you've been very, very quiet. Now, who do you think from Hawthorn could upset a few or maybe poll a few votes tonight?
Poll a few. I think young James Warple might poll a couple. So later on in the year, he had a good year, so he might poll a couple.
Yeah, he's had a very good year. What about yourself? Is there a game? You always remember one game or two games you might pencil in a three-voter. You might not get two. Go and enjoy yourself. Thanks, guys.
Ricky Henderson from Hawthorn there, and now the guys have managed to get themselves Charlie Cameron from the Brisbane Lions.
I've just run into Brisbane superstar, former Adelaide Crow, Charlie Cameron. Now, what's this thing on your arm here, mate? You got a big brace on. That looks like it's meant for your knee. You got it in the wrong spot?
No, also, just got a tear in my elbow, so I've got to wear this brace for 6 weeks. So, a bit awkward, but it's a bit annoying at times, but you have to wear it.
Now, I've seen that a few of you boys all rocked up together. Yep. Have you just bought all the boys, or have you bought partners? Who have you got along with you tonight? Because you've got some young stars. Seems like they're all here tonight.
Yeah, well, Hume Club has got Jared Berry because they're pretty close, and I bought Tom Fulton as the first-year player, so, yeah.
Bit of a boys' night, so you can have a few beers. What's the plan? You're sort of the senior statesman of this group. What's your advice to these boys for their first Brownlow medal? Like, how do you say, look, don't get too carried away early? Exactly. Have you had a few? What's the plan?
Oh, just enjoy a night, but don't get... Don't drink too much, that it brings a bit of pressure on yourself.
What a load of crap that is. He is do what I say, not what I do. Because he's a bit of a troublemaker, old Charlie.
Used to be.
Run us through. Who do you think can win it? Because Brisbane won a lot of games, and a lot of people have mentioned Lachie Neal on the way in.
Yeah.
Can anyone else outside of him, obviously some people take some votes off him. How do you think he'll go?
No, I think he'll poll pretty well. So he's had a good year, and I'm not with Lachie at the moment, but I think Danger... Cripper and 5 years had a good year, so should be interesting, mate. Maybe a three-way tie.
Now, you're going to poll a few votes yourself, which Lachie Neal won't be happy about because you're going to steal some votes off him. But we want to see, and Bernie's asked this, when you get a three-voter, and I reckon the St Kilda game might be one, can you give a little Harley celebration on the table? The crowd will love it. Everyone will love it because it became a big talking point, the Charlie Cameron Harley celebration. So if you get a three-voter, I know you've got the big RoboCop thing on your arm, but can you just give a little Harley celebration? Everyone will love it.
I think it's round 11, so I've got a few drinks in me, so maybe after a few drinks, maybe I might be able to do it.
Do that. You
got a few, haven't
you? The Gold Coast game, so...
That's the one. Nice. So there round 11 or the Gold Coast game. When see Cameron gets three votes, watch out for the Harley celebration.
Get the cameras on. He does a few. He's got the stir in the pot one. He's got the Harley. Pull something out. Give us something new as well. Don't worry.
No, well, the stir in pot one, I put that on the rack because they're Phil Walsh, so can't bring that out at the moment. So the Harley, so hopefully Harley Davidson hooked me up with a free motorbike.
But yeah. Oh, smart. Now I see what you're doing. Go and enjoy it with the boys, mate. It looks like they're having fun.
The red carpet is heating up here at Crown Palladium Showroom in Melbourne with all the coverage for the Brownlow Medal. We have got Mark Ricciuto with the boys now.
Now, I've just run into a past winner of this medal and Triple M superstar, Mark Ricciuto. A little bit different from a player to an outsider now or part of the footy club?
Well, it is, Bern. You've got no pressure at all. You can just come along and bring a mate because the wife doesn't want to come anymore because it's been quite a few years since we were coming here back in the playing day. So it's a good night.
Normally with you, it becomes a family affair. Have you brought the six kids over? Are they running amok somewhere up at the top of the Crown? Or
no, they're banned from Crown Towers. We were here a few weeks ago for the EJ Witten game and they destroyed the buffet a couple of days in a row. So I've brought the business partner, Pete Hurley, along tonight. So I think he'll be seeing double and feeling single a little bit later on.
Oh, very good call. He gets a bit like that, doesn't he, Pete Hurley, for the listeners out there. But how's the Adelaide review going? What stage are we at? Are we any closer to, I guess, nailing it down to a few numbers?
Yeah, look, it'll be finished in the next few days and then we'll get all the information and make the changes necessary to try and get the Crows back on track, Ben.
Good work, mate. And a tip for tonight?
I'm going for a three-way tie.
Three-way? Who's that?
I don't know who, but I think there'll be three winners.
Oh, good tip, Roo. Back to you guys.
Bernie, I got him. Bern, we got the man we've been after. I reckon you can come over and join us.
We've got him.
We played him. We said we could get Dusty for a chat. He doesn't speak to anybody else. This is the only interview he will do for the night. We've managed to get the great man. Congratulations on the win on the weekend. Another grand final. Must be very exciting for you.
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, second time round, you can kind of soak it in a bit more this week. So, really looking forward to the week, boys.
Now, I saw your date, Josh Caddy. I don't think you've ever brought a female to the Brownlow so far. Are you just waiting for the right one, or you're not sure whether to bring her out in public?
I don't have one, and even if I did, I don't think I'd bring her along either. So,
not your sort of thing?
Nah, none of that.
What have you learnt from the first time around, grand final a couple of years ago? There's always a lot of distractions, ticketing, the grand final parade, a lot of people that jump out of the woodwork to text you. What have you learnt from your first time around you can do better this time?
Yeah, ticketing for sure. I've already sat down today and written all the names down that I need to do. And Mickey Gardner is going to be the ticket collection office, so I'm looking forward to handing them over to him.
Now, were you surprised to see the Giants get over the Pies? Did you sit around as a team and watch the game, or what did you think when they got up?
Obviously they're a great side, and it was a hard-fought match. They got a lot of talent in their side. I don't think I was surprised, but, it was a great game. So.
Now, we have to ask, you were limping around a bit in that first half. Bernie thinks you were doing it just because you wanted to play more time in the forward line rather than the midfield.
Why wouldn't you?
Because you love kicking a goal. But you tell everyone you're all good, you're fine, you'll be ready to go Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, ready to go, mate. It was just a bit of a knock, a bit of carry-on. As Bernie said, just trying to get more time up forward. So might do it again this week.
And who do you think's going to win? What's your tip? Who would you like to see win it this year? Because there's a lot of big names. Danger's won it before. Fifey's won it before. Paddy Cripps and Lachie Neal, a couple of stars. Who would you like to see win the Brownlow this year?
It's always nice to see someone new win it. It's going to be one of the closest Brownlow counts since the last few years. So, yeah, it's going to be a great count. And I heard someone say it might be three-way tie, so I reckon I might say that as well.
Yeah, that was Roo. He said it's a three-way tie. I said, what three players? He goes, I don't know. It'll just be a three-way tie. Good luck, mate, and enjoy yourself. And we'll see you on the big stage Saturday afternoon.
All the best grand final today, mate. Well done. Thank you.
Well done to the boys there for actually getting Dusty, which was incredible. Wasn't sure if they were going to be able to do it. And now they've managed to line up another chat. We've got Jack McRae from the Western Bulldogs.
Ah, g'day, Jack. And Lou, is it? You look lovely tonight. We've always started by asking the partners, and you can three words to describe beautiful Lou's dress.
I'll just say beautiful. It's probably not the most practical dress with the train at the back, so it's a bit of work, but it looks lovely.
It does look lovely. And, mate, congratulations yourself on a terrific season. It's going to be interesting tonight with we've already spoken to Caleb Daniel. He basically said he's just making up the numbers on the table tonight. He's going to sit back and have a few drinks and enjoy the camp. But you must be pleased with your season individually, but also how the team, particularly in that second half of the year, went.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it gives us a great platform for the years ahead, and we're still such a young group. So, yeah, it's very exciting for the years ahead. And obviously would have liked to finish off the year on a stronger note, but it's a great lesson for the boys.
Now, what's the dynamic going to be like on your table? Because obviously you're rooting for each other to win it, but you're all going to steal votes off each other. You're my Smokey. I think you're going to poll more votes than the Bont. Well, that's what I've gone with anyway. You've obviously got Marcus and Josh Dunkley had a terrific season as well. It's going to be a bit awkward. You're going to be looking at each other like, who's going to get the three, who's going to get the two, but should be a bit of fun for your table tonight.
Yeah, no, I've been here a few years before, and it's been pretty quiet for the Bulldogs, so it's great. You know, hopefully everyone polls pretty well, and whoever's winning, the other boys just stay out of their way towards the end. So, no, it's going to be exciting.
Caleb Daniel told us round two is his big game to poll a vote, so we'll keep an eye out for that. But if it's not one of your teammates to win the award tonight, who would you like to see win the Brownlow medal?
Probably Lachie Neal or someone who hasn't won before. So, yeah, he's had a terrific season, and obviously Brisbane as well. So I think he'll poll very well.
Well done on your own season. Particularly enjoy tonight. Good luck to you and your teammates, and all the best for the tonight and the rest of the season next year. Thanks, mate.
Triple M coming to you live from Crown Plate with all the Brownlow action, and we have got Scott Pendlebury with Bernie and Joey now.
Yeah, I certainly have, and run us through post-war non-celebrations, I guess, with the heartbreak of a close prelim final loss on the weekend.
Yeah, so obviously pretty shattering on Saturday to go down how we did, and then, sort of since then it's been pretty numb. So we had a few beers yesterday as a group, and then hopefully tonight, you know, I think Brody or Adam Treloar could go pretty close. So, it should be exciting on our table if one of those boys get near it.
Have you had time to digest where it went wrong? Have you spoken about it? Is it something that won't get reviewed this year? Or have you had a bit of a chat already to the coaches and the playing group?
Yeah, well, I think any time the players all get together, you start, without wanting to, it comes up and you all start talking about it. And, it was, in the end, it was one of those games where we had a few chances late. We hit the post, touched on the goal line. If any of those go through, it's one of the great comebacks of all time. So I don't think there's too much we need to overanalyze in that regard. So I think we've got a great group. We've had two really good years, and the challenge for us now is to get away, refresh, have a good break, and then come back ready to go to work again.
You speak of that break. Have you got anything planned so far? Are you getting away with the family? Obviously, the second one's nearly ready to drop.
Yeah, the second one's 10 weeks away, so we're just staying local, mate. Going to Port Douglas for a couple of weeks, and, just trying to get some warm weather. It's been a horrible winter in Melbourne, so just trying to get some sun.
And tell us a bit about the bromance you have with Triple M's own Jay-Z. All he continually does is talk about you on Dead Set Legends. He loves you. Where did the bromance start, and what is it about Jay-Z you love so much about him?
Yeah, I think it was like 19 or 20. I did an article for the Herald Sun every week, and he was my ghostwriter. We just got a really good relationship from then, talking footy, and, he's become a really good mate. And I do listen to a bit of his stuff on Triple M, you guys, on Saturday, and he's a good fella, Jay, and he's going well.
Well, we appreciate your time. We know it's probably the last place you want to be, mate, being at the Brownlow Medal tonight after a disappointing weekend. But congratulations on a great season, and also personally yourself, still going strong at your age, mate. So we wish you all the best tonight and going forward for the future. Thank you. Bernie Vince, now with the Big Tomahawk.
I am with the Big Tomahawk, one of my favourite players for an opposition team. What was it like? Well, you couldn't really do much about it, sitting on the sideline watching the heartbreak of a prelim final loss.
Yeah, it was really disappointing not to be out there, Bern. I played the whole season, and to have the indiscretion that I had and to be able to not to play in a prelim, in arguably one of the biggest game of the year, the hardest games to win. Is that? Oh, thanks, home. Was tough, but the guys put up a pretty good fight for the first half, and just got overrun in the end by a very good side.
Now, run us through when you found out, you obviously challenged, and didn't go your way. Run us through the feeling you get. Is it a guilty feeling that you feel like you've let your teammates down by not playing in, as you mentioned, the biggest game for the year so far?
Yeah, look, that probably came later in the week, to be honest, once it had fully sunk in that on the Friday that I wasn't preparing. So, for me initially it was do what I could to try and be able to play, and then from there... it was sort of Thursday, Friday was really tough. I drove up with Mitch Duncan, who is out with injury as well. So that was tough for us. And you know, but I don't know, we just tried to play a role in however we could help the younger players that I've played with all year in the forward line, because we're a pretty young group. So I tried to play my part, but unfortunately, we weren't quite good enough.
Can anyone from the Cats win it tonight? There's been big money come in on Patrick Dangerfield, and... I don't know, can he do it? I tell you what, he came home with a wet sail, but I'm not sure early. I reckon he spread the votes pretty well, the Geelong boys.
We generally do. Timmy Kelly's going to be on fire early, and as you said, Pat comes home hot. So I'll be interested to see what you think of his jacket that he's worn tonight. He's really gone for a statement piece, but it'll be good. They both had great years. They may take votes off each other, which might hurt, but it would be great to see one of those two win tonight.
Not like Paddy to make it about himself, mate, but you get inside, and now you've got the beautiful Emma there, so get in and enjoy yourself. Thanks for stopping by.
And you've got two of Melbourne's finest there with you, Joey and
Three.
Bernie.
Three.
Oh, man, you forgot me, Sarah Murray.
Mate, you don't play anymore. This isn't about you. Sorry, you told me that you don't want to walk the red carpet, but here you are lining up your mates, Max Gawn and Nath Jones.
Yes, they are here. And run us through your hairstyle tonight there. Oh, both of you, actually. What have you spent a bit of time on that?
It took all of 5 minutes, mate, just to clipper it right back for me.
Run us through your day, because I have been involved a few days like this with you boys, and they seem to be pretty fun. Did you get here early? You're staying here? Are you penciling in a big one?
It's a great tradition started by Bernie. Yeah. We head down to Left Bank, sink a few pots, and make sure we're well oiled before we walk the red carpet, and then we get back just to attend the girls briefly, make sure we're suited up and looking nice, and we head on in.
Now, Maxie, what's the drinking strategy? Because last year you probably had to be a bit tamer because you were sort of half a chance to win it. You're still going to poll well. Yeah. I don't think you can win it this year, big fella. You probably didn't win enough games. But do you go hard early? Do you pace yourself? What's the plan with the drinking strategy?
This year it's go hard early, I think. Although you've got to make sure you're relatively sober so you don't say attend to the girls like Nathan did before while the girls are watching. Probably not the best line.
Come on, Chuck. Where'd you learn that? What was your favourite Brownlow? Have you got any memories from a favourite one?
Oh, he's wound himself up here. The best Brownlow I've ever been to was the one that you attended with me.
Is that one we got carried out?
Practically carried out of the after party. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I think I got a talking to after that. But run us through the girls' prep. Now, it's all about the girls tonight, so... Can you just run us, give us a couple of words to describe the dress tonight?
Because we are on radio, Jonesy, so you've got to try and describe the dress for the listeners.
Okay, well,
on
I'm
radio.
Talking about my beautiful wife, Jerry. She's wearing a simple dress from One Day Bridal, Kaya. Kaya's dressed Jerry for the last, I don't know, 8 Brownlows we've been to, and she's looking very beautiful, as always.
Right, she does. That is the best summary
of
a dress
I've
seen so far.
Maxie, you have to beat that. What's your lovely partner? What's she wearing? And describe it for us, for the listeners at home.
Jess has gone for a Georgia Young. She's gone purple tonight.
I like it. It's a beautiful colour. Yeah,
it's a statement, isn't it?
Yeah,
purple.
It's a statement.
It's a gown.
That's true. Yeah. What about the jewellery?
What else?
She's got beautiful earrings on.
Just run us through what they look like, because you've got to describe it well.
They're
you know?
Gold. give me a little bit more help. They look like butterflies.
She's just nodding. She's just nodding. Now, you're getting married pretty soon. Well, how are the prep going for that?
January 1, New Year's Day. You'll be there.
It's a real weird day to have it, because I might just still be getting home on the way there. But, prep going well.
Prep going well. I haven't done a thing yet. I've got to organise a couple of things. But the Bucks is probably more on the agenda. That's less than a month away now, Nathan.
I know. How's he going with that, Jack?
I'm very excited about that, Ben. I can't wait. We're heading over to Queenstown. I've already been there, family trip, but this will be a little bit different, I would have thought.
Don't say what,
mate. Well, Jess and Jerry looking lovely tonight. They're stealing the show. These boys are certainly batting well above their average, but enjoy the night tonight. Have a few beers. And who do you think's going to win it, Maxie? Who would you like to win it, and who do you think will win it?
Oh, I'd love to see Brody win it, but a ruckman hasn't won since 92, so I'm a little bit... I've lost hope in the ruckman potentially winning, so I'm going to say Nat Fyfe, which is quite unpopular, actually, tonight. No one's going with Fyfe, so I'm going to go Fyfe.
Seven paying $7, Joey. Get on if you want.
Jonesy, who do you think will win it?
I'd like to see Patrick Cripps win or Lachie Neale, but I think it's very hard to go past Patrick Dangerfield.
Yeah, very true, very
hasn't,
true.
Hasn't come through yet, Danger.
No, so we're still trying to grab Danger. He's
a big statement piece. The big dog, tonight, he comes so I'm in looking late. Forward to seeing him. But thanks for stopping by, boys. Get in, enjoy yourself.
Triple M coming to you live from Crown Palladium for all the coverage for the Brownlow Medal. Boys, it has been one crazy night. We've had Bernie Vince, Joey Montagna working the red carpet, and I've just been sitting here watching you guys work your little tootsies off.
How do you think we went?
Well, first and foremost, we put everybody on Dusty Watch here.
We got him.
We got him.
We got him, Bernie.
No one else got him. No TVs.
He's not spoken
I watched him
to anyone.
Come
you
head
don't
down,
know that.
Head down.
Yes, we do. He hasn't spoken to anyone.
He didn't?
Didn't nah, speak to anyone.
That's confirmed.
He said, boys. No, I'm not talking to anyone apart from you two. Even though he didn't write back to Joey's text, he did come through and produce the goods.
He was an absolutely incredible get for you guys as well. You had Ricky Henderson from Hawthorn as well, Jack Darling from West Coast. What I particularly enjoyed, Bernie, was when you would put the boys under pressure and ask them to start describing their partners' dresses.
Yeah, very good, Bernie. Didn't they battle?
Well, you would have failed at that.
They battled, yeah, but that's a hard strong one.
To try and describe a dress on radio, it's not our strong suit, the boys.
You describe Sarah Marie's dress right now. There's a test for you.
It's red, it's glittery, and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Well done. See, that's easy as that, but they're used to these footy questions, Joey, and it rattles them. They got no idea, but I'll tell you what, Nathan Jones, he was the top vote getter in terms of describing Jerry's dress. Very good.
Well, it certainly was a lot of fun. We almost had an incredible scoop and putting Bernie under a bus there, Joey, when we had a couple of the Melbourne boys with Max Gorn and Nath Jones talking about a very heavy night here a few years ago.
Starting to get a bit loose there, wasn't it?
Well, they're a bit too straight. Big roughies just come in.
Here he is.
They're a bit straight, the Melbourne boys. We might just introduce Ruffy. No?
No, he looks like he wants to have fun.
We're pretty loose this show. What's in tonight? You look like you've had a few. Rough.
Oh, it's not my first radio, Ben. I know how to work this show.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And any votes this year for yourself?
I reckon the whole crowd's holding out to round 22.
Oh, yes. That's it. Round 22.
The big six goals, wasn't it?
So have you thought about what are you going to give the cameras? Like, you've got to give something. You can't do that sort of cheesy
smile.
Well,
I've worn the All Black for a funeral, so they know it's coming.
I was going to ask you who died. Is your silly mate Louis, is he here anywhere or he just stays at home tonight?
No, George at home. I listened to your first rant the other day, or the rant at England the other day. Yeah. Put a roof over Lords, you reckon?
Nah, sink it, I said. No, you sink
put
England.
A roof over it. Just because Wimbledon has a roof over it doesn't mean we can just pay one for Lords.
You know, look, you've got to come up with some content sometimes, Ruffy. Yeah. This is what happens on radio. So that was my best advice. Put a roof over it or sink the whole of England. Blow it up.
You'd need a bloody good anchor to sink it, wouldn't you?
We'll have to wait till round 22 to see how you go with those votes, Ruffy. We'll let you
go, Ruffy.
Back inside. Bernie Vince, Joey Montagna, it has been an absolute pleasure to share the microphone with you boys here tonight at Crown.
It has been. It's been a great night. Really enjoyed it. It's gone quicker than I thought. That's gone really quick, but looking forward to the count now. I can't wait for Charlie Cameron to poll three votes and give the little Harley celebration. I can't wait for Ruffy to poll some votes against the Gold Coast Suns. But I think Paddy Dangerfield, your old mate Bernie's probably going to win the count for a second time.
Yeah. There's been a lot of talk about Danger. I just think Lachie Neale, because Brisbane won enough games this year where he's going to poll three and two votes a lot. So I just think he's going to shoot out of the blocks and then hold it.
I don't know. I think Cripps might get this one. I'm worried that Danger might actually lose a couple of votes to Kelly in there. So I'm a bit concerned that he's not going to poll as high as you like.
I'll tell you what, there was a lot. There was a lot of three-way ties getting called around. So maybe it'll be a joint medal tonight.
Let's see what happens here. It has been a pleasure. All the action live from Crown Palladium for the Brownlow on Triple M.
Three words, the lovely Soph's dress. Three words to describe
Probably
it.
One.
Well, one will do to start
English.
With.
I'm terrible in English. I was just beautiful.
Yeah, what else?
Elegant.
And can you explain what it looks like a bit?
It's purple.
Oh.
Beautiful purple dress.
I'm going to get myself in trouble, but three words. Looks like a present.
Looks like a present. What, a Christmas present or something?
Yeah, Christmas present.
I'll just say beautiful. It's probably not the most practical dress with the train at the back.
Wedding dress, no.
Come on, mate. You're better.
Beautiful white.
Yeah. Oh, well done.